the Leander family for their support over the many years. We thank the Leander leadership for sending Brother Banking and his lovely wife Linda to support us in this mission work. God bless you. Thank you.
Hi dear brothers and sisters from Leander.
Greetings from Russia.
Hello.
We love you.
Good morning, Leander Church family. My name is Charlie Sabado. I would like to introduce my family. This is my wife Tina and our three kids, Alet, Maga, and Daphne.
Hi.
My family and I would like to express our gratitude to all of you for our partnership in the mission work we do here in the Philippines. Ever since we started our partnership, this work has been fruitful by training men to spread the gospel in the two islands of Leyte and Samar. Thank you very much for providing us the vehicle that is very much needed in the mission field. Once again, we ask for your commitment and continued prayers in this mission. Thank you for blessing us in so many ways. God bless each and every one of you.
Thank you, and we love you.
Many of you know, we just got back from Jamaica a few days ago, where we had, had this opportunity to spend a little bit more time with Derek and Norma Brown and see the work they were involved in. A lot of you had the opportunity to meet at least Derek Brown a few months ago when he was here in Leander. Some of you may not know that Leander has been a part of the work Derek Brown has been doing for the Lord for around 40 years. I'll take a few minutes here to share a little bit of what I learned about the work there. Jamaica is truly a tropical island paradise in many ways. This is a picture of the road through Fern Gully, one of the rainforest areas. And here is a picture from the Browns' front porch. However, the St. Jago congregation serves and reaches out to what we would generally consider an inner city community, with all the crime, poverty, and other challenges and opportunities that go along with that sort of work. St. Jago Church is in Spanish Town, which is a community that has a reputation all over the nation of Jamaica as a tough area. And then here is one of the traditional Jamaican push cart fruit stands that serves that area and many other places across Jamaica. Here's the front of the church lot with a sign giving service times and advertising Bible Talk TV. I'll talk just a little bit more about the Bible Talk TV in a moment. And then here we move to the inside of the building where St. Jago Church worships. And members beginning to gather at the beginning of a Sunday morning. Derek's youngest son led some of the songs on the first Sunday we were there. His other son, Angle, works as a software developer for his day job, but he also fills in and does a good bit of preaching from time to time. We were able to hear Angle speak on the last Sunday we were in Jamaica. It was really a blessing to get to know the Brown family and the various ways that they've worked and served the Lord over the years. The other ministry I mentioned before that Derek runs is Bible Talk TV. That consists primarily of televisions. It's much like our public access television, but they get a one-hour program three times during the week that's on television available across the nation. And, of course, they've got a website, too, so it's available around the world via their website, which is BibleTalkTV.org. You can even look at that. So each week he edits and prepares a lesson for that that's either him or one of the other preachers that he has available. Here's Derek at his home office doing some of the editing of the footage for the week's broadcast. Derek also serves as a mentor for many of the younger preachers, especially in and around the Kingston area. The second Sunday we were there, he preached at the Mona Church, which is a large church on the opposite side of Kingston. And afterwards, as you see in this picture here, he was officiating over the baby dedication for the infant son of one of those preachers that he mentors for. And finally, here I am with the Brown and one of their granddaughters towards the end of our visit. I really hope this has given you at least a little taste of the Brown family and the work that they're doing across Jamaica. Hopefully I'll get a chance to visit with any of you that want to know more at a later time. Thank you.
Good morning. The Center of Biblical Study in the Huasteca Potosina area in Mexico. The preacher school is located in Huichihuayan, which is in the state of San Luis Potosí in central Mexico. The school was started by members of the Westgate Church of Christ in Beaumont, Texas, and they fund the school 100%. The work has been going on for over 35 years there. Judy and I and our boys got involved in the work in 2004 as translators. And at that time, we felt that this was our calling, and we've been involved in that work ever since. The school director today is Sigifredo Mendez Torres. Go ahead and change the slide. Oh, never mind. Go back. He was at the pulpit in that picture that we just passed up. It takes several people to operate this facility. Currently, there are 5 board members at large, a secretary, a treasurer, and 5 instructors. They are all preachers in the area, and they all volunteer their time to do this work. Well over 100 area Christian men have graduated as preachers from this school. The students must complete a 3-year course in order to earn their certificate. This year, this school session, we have 14 students, 2 in first, 8 in second, and 4 in third. The school averages about 14 to 18 total students every year. The graduation celebration is held in July, and all the students, area preachers, their families, and area church members are invited. So there's easily well over 100 that attend the celebration each year. The event is an all-day affair, and everyone there enjoys graduation services. Next. Afterwards, all enjoy dinner together. The main dish served is a local delicacy called sacahuil, and it's like a giant tamale, and it serves 40 to 50 people. In one of those pictures, it had a picture of one. This summer, the local preachers held the first annual vacation Bible school for the children in the area at the school. Over 20 kids attended, and we continue to pray that this event continues to grow and bring children closer to God. Several needed renovations were also done this year to the school building. A much-needed women's restroom was added. The kitchen at the school was updated, and there was a large crack in the foundation that was repaired this year at the facility, and all the rooms in the building were tiled. Every trip that we make to the area, we make it a point to visit and encourage as many area preachers in their homes and in the churches along with their congregation. We also try to worship at different churches in the region when we go. Leander Missions has been supporting our efforts for the last 5 years. It is important to note that the school is also a resource center for the region, where all the churches in the area and the preachers can come there when they need supplies. So the monies that we gather from the missions team here in Leander goes to buy Lord's Supper supplies, Bibles, psalm books, and materials for the school and the area churches. Some of you may remember Hank Hoagley, who is a member here and a longtime missionary that we supported in Africa, and we also support his son. Since he got back from Africa, he has joined our group there at Beaumont, and he travels with us. He's been traveling with us for the last year and a half to Mexico. We pray that he continues to be able to help us out as much as he can. The goal of this work here at this preacher school is to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, our Lord, to all the communities in this area by teaching the men of the Huasteca region to know and to love the Lord, teaching them how to study and understand the Word of God so that they can go into their own communities and share the gospel with others. And also to bring new brothers and sisters to Christ through baptism. Thank you.
In addition to giving today, and that's to become part of World Bible School. As of right now, the Leander Church of Christ has 15 teachers, and since the beginning of the year, World Bible School here at Leander has sent out 1,471 lessons to people in our neighborhoods, communities, and across the world. And so if you want to make an impact on somebody and be involved in missions in a very proactive way from your home, you can partner with World Bible School. Talk to Kenny and Linda Revelle, and we have a short little video.
Good morning, Leander Church of Christ. I'm Kevin at World Bible School. Did you realize that God is doing great things through this congregation and World Bible School? Well, He is. Do you recognize this lady? Well, of course not. It's a cartoon. But it represents Linda Revelle. Linda and her husband Kenny are sitting right about over there, and they lead the program here to share Jesus with World Bible School's printed lessons by mail. This church is teaching people all over the world and right here in Greater Austin. Linda can tell you all about it at this email address, leanderwbs@gmail.com. Contact her. But you don't have to wait. Go to our website and check out the story of Gary and Santiago. Find out how God can use you, a browser, a laptop, even your smartphone, to share Jesus in amazing ways. People are waiting today. Just go to worldbibleschool.net to apply. In fact, I can look at my phone right now and tell you that 210 people are waiting for a web study helper to help them right now. 210 people. It could be you. This congregation and World Bible School are working together to fulfill the Great Commission. We want you to go with us. Go with us and share Jesus with people all over the world who want to know Him. First of all, contact Linda. She'll tell you more at leanderwbs@gmail.com. Also, go to our website, worldbibleschool.net. Apply today to be a web study helper. Share Jesus with someone who wants to know Him. May the Lord bless this congregation in your worship today and in your service in the kingdom.
Called with World Bible School, go talk to Kenny and Linda Revelle. Now I'm going to talk to you about an opportunity that I've had over the last 10 years. I've been a part of the Little Hands, Big Hearts mission in Honduras for really the last 10 years. It's a place that's very special to me and Tracy. It's where we began our relationship together 10 years ago, and it's just been close to us ever since, and I've been excited to be able to take a couple groups from Leander down there. And so I'm going to talk just briefly about Little Hands, Big Hearts, or as the natives know it, Manos Chicas, Corazones Grandes. In Honduras. Previous slide. Honduras is located in Central America. It borders Guatemala, El Salvador, and Nicaragua. And Little Hands is seated in the town of Trujillo, which is, as you can see, on the north side of the country along the Caribbean Sea. It's a beach town, but it's got mountains. It's a beautiful location. The mission of Little Hands, Big Hearts is simple. Next slide. They are dedicated to empowering the indigenous church and sharing the good news of Jesus with needy children and their families in Honduras. To live out this mission, next slide. To live out this mission, the organization assists families who have children born with special needs. Many of the children they support have disorders such as cerebral palsy, spina bifida, Down syndrome, cleft palate, autism, epilepsy, and more. And unfortunately, in poor countries like Honduras, these children are often too much of a burden on a family. And so oftentimes they're discarded and not even given the chance to live. Also, there is a cultural bias or a stigma that is attached to children with special needs in that culture. And Little Hands is working diligently to try to change that cultural bias. In this picture, you can see all the children Little Hands supports currently. 36 in total as of July of this year. I believe some may have been added since then. Next slide. Little Hands supports these children in many ways. They have a developmental preschool on their campus, so these children have a place to learn life skills. They provide physical therapy for their children as part of the preschool program. They give out rice and beans to their families every Friday, and hygiene products, vitamin supplements, and medications when needed. If some of y'all were here in 2014, y'all remember we took up a collection of children's vitamins, and we took, thousands of them down that down to Honduras with us that year that were given out to these children. They make hospital arrangements when necessary. They help out financially with families. If a child needs surgery, they get that child the help they need. And they also improve their family's quality of life through special projects done by mission trip groups like the ones we've taken from here. They also support these children and their families in their spiritual life as well. Their curriculum is Bible-based, and their children receive a Christian education in the preschool. They also have an evangelist on staff who visits regularly with and teaches with and prays over the families. And finally, they partner with with the four local churches to reach out to their community. Their campus hosts a Bible hour twice a week for the children. They have a backpack ministry that provides school supplies to children who can't afford it. They have ladies' sewing program teaching unskilled women a craft that they can use and that they can sell their crafts to support their family. Little Hands has really become a positive influence in their area, and their ministry in the church has seen growth over the years. You can see from this slide in the top left, as part of the Bible Hour that we participated in, I believe this was in 2014, top right, Alvin and Naomi doing a little bit of physical therapy with one of their children. Bottom left is from this last summer, we built a house for a family whose house burned down earlier in the year. And then this is, bottom right is one of the local churches just outside of Trujillo. Next slide. Like I said, as many of you are aware, we've taken two small groups to visit Little Hands twice now, once in 2014 and again this summer. We're able to do this in part from the contributions you have made during our Mission Sunday offering. So I want to say a thank you for that. This is about where we finished the week that we had to build the house. We actually did a lot of work. It was a lot of backbreaking, digging, swinging a pickaxe, shoveling, mixing cement, and laying center block. Judy is a beast. In a good way. She's a hard worker. We were told we did in a week what would normally have taken them a few months to do. We got it done that quick. And as you can see, all that was left for the house is just laying on the roof and framing out the windows and doors. Next slide. In addition to that, we also hung out with the teens from the local church. We cleaned up the church building and grounds. We taught the children's Bible lessons on Sunday and the Bible hour on Thursday. We helped in their preschool and their children's physical therapy and visited families on Friday, passed out rice and beans to them. We had a devotional in the top left picture on the beach with one of the local churches. We taught Bible hour top right. Bottom left was one of the families we got to visit, and the bottom right is the children's Bible class on Sunday morning that we taught. I know this trip has had a positive impact on those of us who went, and I really look forward to taking another group back in 2018 if the Lord wills it. And so I'm excited that our church and our missions committee has decided to help support Little Hands Big Hearts through at least the next year, and part of what is given today will go towards this great work. If you would like to know more about Little Hands or about our next trip there, just please let me know. Thank you.
want you to take a moment and turn to somebody next to you and simply say these words to them. Speak a truth to them this morning. Our God is at work. Go ahead and share that with somebody. From what we're hearing from Alan and Richard and Adam, and from the presentations that we heard last week, as we're hearing, is that our God is at work. He's at work all throughout the world, using technology like World Bible School, working with children in Honduras. Our God is working in powerful ways. And the church and the kingdom is so big and so powerful. And we have the gift to participate in what God is doing throughout the world. That's really what this is about. That's what Paul was talking to the church in Corinth about in 2 Corinthians chapter 8. He was letting them know that they had an opportunity to participate in the work that God was doing. In particular, in that situation, it had to do with supporting Christians in places like Jerusalem. And so in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9, Paul is urging the Christians to give generously. You read all of 2 Corinthians 8 and 9 to put together what we might call a theology of giving. I just want to read verse 9 of chapter 8. Because what we see in what Paul says here is Paul is kind of laying the hammer down on giving. He uses the example of Jesus giving. So this is what he says, 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich. Think about this question for a moment. What has Jesus given you? Think about your life, your experiences, what we've heard today, what we've done today around the table. What has Jesus given you? Salvation, hope, eternal life, the church, the opportunity to spend time with brothers and sisters, bearing one another's burdens. What Paul says here is that if you have Jesus, you are rich. So the second question that I have for you is, how ought a rich person to give? How should a rich person give? And we think of Jesus' words in Luke chapter 12, verse 48. You know this passage? From everyone who has been given much, much is required. And so the third question is this. What is required of you? What is required of me? Of us? Let's take this full circle. What has God given us through Jesus Christ? And we've heard about these mission works and efforts. People are sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. Telling the world, telling those who are lost, that hope is found in Jesus Christ. The gift is continuing to be given through, continually being given through our missionaries. And so, we have the opportunity to participate in that work. We're calling today Loving Our Neighbors Day. Here in a moment, we'll have the opportunity to give, and Robert's going to say a little bit more about that. We have the opportunity after our service to spend some time in fellowship over a meal and some more time of worship there. And then later on this evening, we're going to have our trunk or treat and our community picnic. Incredible opportunities to share the good news of Jesus in this community and throughout the world.